Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and Kyle Newbeck. Here they come.
The other big part of Nick's job is going to be potentially James Harden. There was some reporting that, you know, while Nick was very excited about this job because of Joel, it seemed like the reporting was, yeah, he's going to try to get James back, but part of him taking this job is not because of James Harden. Curious what you think. I think on one hand, the hiring of Nick Nurse is a win now move. You don't hire him if you think you're going to have a pause year or whatever you would call it. So I think this is an indication, which fans should be happy about, is that the Sixers are all in trying to win next year. But what do you think this means for James Harden?
I don't think James Harden is much of a Nick Nurse type of player, if I'm being honest. Like, so when we're talking about the pace and how he likes to play on offense, I think he's willing to make exceptions, certainly. Like, Kawhi Leonard is the guy who won him a title, and Kawhi is very much a survey the floor, back a guy down, take a long time in the shot clock. Like, he's willing to deal with stuff like that. But the difference between Kawhi and Joel versus James Harden is that both of those guys can be high-level defensive players. They're guys that on the other side of the floor can help Nurse build the spine that he wants to build for a team. And Nick Nurse's defensive system that he used in Toronto, which was changed over the 5 years or so he was there because of the different personnel, but it puts a lot of responsibility on the guards and the wings to essentially fly around the floor constantly. Like, it's a lot of shrink and collapse and protect the paint along with the big man and then get back out to the perimeter and try to get a hand in a guy's face. And as both of us know, James Harden, not exactly a willing defender most of the time, especially in the regular season. You know, I think he was better than I expected in the playoffs, but that's certainly not his MO. And, you know, whatever struggles Toronto had on offense over the last couple of seasons, I do think they still pretty consistently got effort and buy-in from all these guys on defense. And look, I think you could look at Tyrese Maxey and say, not an ideal Nick Nurse player in the sense that he's just not a good defensive player. But I at least think you see that's a guy who wants to play defense. He's somebody who competes, who's growing in stature there. I think he had a pretty good defensive run in the playoffs, despite being outgunned by, you know, bigger, more athletic players. That's somebody I think Nick Nurse will look at and say, yeah, I can work with that guy. I don't know that either Harden or Nurse look at each other and are like, yeah, this is a thing that really makes sense. And I think if you listen to the reporting on this from people like Woj and you say, oh, he's saying that there was a meeting with Joel and the vision is being sold around this is Joel's team and all that, that seems to run counter to what James allegedly wants, right? Where he wants more offensive freedom. He does kind of want to have to rule the roost, so to speak, to be old James Harden in a way and have things maybe not catered to him is the wrong word, but wants to have more responsibility and more say in how things are run. And I have not gotten the indication that that's who Nurse is going to be as a coach. So I would say, if anything, I'd be less bullish or I'd be bearish, I guess, if we're using stock market terms, on Harden returning to the Sixers at this point. But that also is dependent on, you know, what are the offers elsewhere? What if he's going to Houston, is somebody else willing to join him there? Is Houston able to facilitate that? If not, is he willing to go to like Charlotte for the money he wants?
Right.
I don't think so. So maybe even though it's an imperfect marriage, Harden looks at it and says, I still have a good chance to compete. I respect what Nick Nurse does. And Nurse has certainly made it hard for Harden as a player with the defenses that he's thrown at him. So, you know, maybe he looks at it that way and says, this is a guy who I respect. And if I can build a relationship with him, end of the day, I can get along with this guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Nick Nurse did say also in the JJ Redick pod, unprompted, that James Harden is one of the toughest players to game plan for in the league. So I do think he has a lot of respect for James Harden's game. My concern would be, we agree that there's probably going to be a little bit of a pushing of Joel in both schematically, but also maybe what's asked of him physically, weight, that type of thing. There could potentially be that with Nick and Joel. And I think Joel is receptive to that. From my limited experience being around him, you obviously know him well. It seems like you believe he is always receptive to improving his game and making changes. He is in a different part of his career. My concern would be if James came back, is he going to be okay with being pushed and being asked to change? When really last year, while he did adjust his game, the whole point of those articles at the end of the season where he talked about all the sacrifices he's making was essentially like, hey, I'm doing something I don't want to do because it's working for the team. And now if you're going to bring in somebody in Nick Nurse, who Doc is fired because things are going to change. If they thought everything could run the same, they would have just brought Doc back. So there are going to be changes in terms of how Joel is used, but also in what's asked of players and those type of things. I have been very, very pro bring James back. I think it'd be very hard to replace him, and I probably still fall into that camp. The hiring of Nick Nurse and the more I learn about him has me wondering if maybe they are better off trying to turn James into a trade exception or trying to do something where they can maybe get a guard that is not James, like in just his effort, his defense, his physical build, just how much he moves on offense. It doesn't seem like it's a match. And Nick Nurse is here already. So while I like James and I think he's still a very good player, I'll be honest, a little more hesitant to bring him back now that they've hired Nick Nurse.
Yeah. We'll see. End of the day, like I couldn't tell. There's been all the Houston rumors for so long, and
yeah,
it's easy to just say like that's where he's heading. But I think this doesn't rule out Harden coming back. I'll put it that way. I think Nurse and Morey and Joel certainly are all people who want to put the best team on the floor that they can, and the position they're in, that's going to involve next season having James Harden on the roster. It's really just about, is this a fit for James? Does he see between the dollars they're going to give him, the years they're going to give him, his freedom within the offense, all that, whatever it ends up being? We'll see. I'm not going to write off, or I'm not going to draw any conclusions just yet. I'll put it that way.
So before we wrap this up, other players on the roster. You talked a little bit about Maxey. Maxey's certainly not a huge wingspan, you know, perimeter guy from a defensive perspective, really on offense either. But outside of Joel and Harden, guys that are going to be back next year, we would assume. I guess Melton could be a trade chip potentially, but Melton's probably going to be back. Toby at this point is still on the roster. Paul Reed, like those kind of guys. How do you think Nurse impacts other pieces on the roster?
So I think the good thing, and we talked about the synergy earlier, the good thing about hiring Nurse is that I think the type of players he tends to covet fit in the type of players that Daryl tends to covet. Like the DeAnthony Meltons, the PJ Tuckers, the even like a Daniel House Jr., just long athletic guys who can also shoot, who can take you off the dribble a little bit. Well, not Tucker, obviously. If he's dribbling, you have a big problem. But
yes,
the Meltons of the world, I think, are sort of the vision of at least the secondary players that Nurse wants to have, right? Guy who can hit a catch and shoot three, who will also, you know, rotate, get to his spots when somebody else is dribble driving, somebody who will attack a closeout, reset the offense, make some connective passes. Like I think, and it's going to be an important year for Melton regardless, because he's an unrestricted free agent after this year. So big, big proving year for him, whether he's going to stay in Philadelphia or potentially try to get a big payday elsewhere. So Melton's the first guy that comes to my mind that, and look, especially if Harden walks, that's a giant opportunity for Melton to step in, and you're going to get more responsibility. You'll start more games. I think somebody, if Jalen McDaniels stays in free agency, I think that's somebody maybe Nick Nurse will lean on more. Maybe he gets some spot starts here and there, just play these goofy, ultra long athletic lineups. It's basically Maxi and a bunch of wings on the floor. I think that's something that's kind of intriguing to think about. So, I mean, most of the guys they're going to have on the roster seem to fit his idea of we're going to run, we're going to defend hard, we're going to shrink the paint, we're going to protect the rim, do all that. A lot of these guys that are already there are set up to succeed. It's really a question of how much do the stars adjust. And certainly I think Maxi fits into his vision on offense pretty well, where it's a lot of get to the next action. And Tyrese, as we've seen all throughout his career so far, you get in the ball on the second side after the ball has rotated a little bit, he's going by somebody and getting to the rim easily. Yeah. And so I think he's somebody that's going to continue to thrive under Nurse on offense. And, you know, we'll see if he can pull something more out of him on defense. If you just say to him, look, I'm going to challenge you, I need you to be more of a pick up a guy full court, or you're going to take on a tougher assignment, whatever it is, I think Tyrese will rise to that occasion. He's wired that way in terms of his personality. And I think that's a guy that I keep a very close eye on this year and moving forward, obviously.
And one of the more exciting parts, in my opinion, when a new head coach is hired is then figuring out which of his own guys is he going to bring in. Obviously the coaching staff, but Fred VanVleet is potentially a free agent. Guys he's coached in Toronto, trade pieces, maybe guys he has a connection with from his time in Houston from a while ago. So I do think in an offseason where there could be a lot of turnover with this roster, James Harden, who knows what happens with him, Tobias Harris, big expiring contract. We will get into it on a future pod on guys that they could target and guys that they could go after. So